Pasuk says that there was a maka called Tzvardiim, frogs. Guess what's for supper? Anyway, no, the mice is all it's frogs. The guys missed the schmooze, and I know you guys missed
the
it.
Jokes,
anyway,
the jokes come back.
That's it. Anyway, the mice. So, these frogs came on Eretz Yisrael, and they were going into everybody's stomachs. They were going into everybody's food. Can you imagine eating a nice shawarma, Amish? You have it down there. Please, one lafa, please. The guy goes in there, and he has nice murav. You know, it's mixed nice with some shawarma meat and some. And he goes, "What else would you like?" And I'll have some lettuce, tomatoes, harif. And then all of a sudden he's biting into it. And then all of a sudden in the middle of it, he's biting into that shawarma, or he said, into the falafel ball. In the middle of the falafel ball comes out a frog. Mamish everywhere, whenever they were going in their beds, in there, what's it called? Mamish, the guy was in the middle of watching a. And the shiva, but the mice said there was frogs coming out of the beds, out of the ceilings, everywhere. And the mice said, Mamish made such a tremendous noise, so much rat. They said even more than the etzem mark of having the frogs around was the noise that they made. They were makarke, they were making noise, and you know, they couldn't have frogs make noise, but it was really loud. They couldn't hear themselves. It was so loud a noise. The kids but we all think that it started. You know, thousands of frogs came up, but the mice, according to one medrash, Chazal, Breva, Tal Hatzvardeya, one frog, a giant frog, back to the coloring books, book two, Shmos. Anyway, he got the coloring book, a big frog came out of the earth, and the mice, had all these swarms of frogs come out, so we know, and Rashi brings that, they started to hit the frog. Hit it, and then, you know, I say, when they hit it, all of a sudden, two frogs came out. They hit those two frogs, four frogs came out. You know, a different type of pruravu over here. So anyway, so the mice, they were hitting frogs, boom, another one came out, you know? Like a guy said to his wife, you know? Okay, anyway, the mice, but anyway, so he wanted to get the frogs out. So whatever, they kept hitting, and the mice, you know, the guy says, "What do you hit your wife with?" He says, "Wait, first your puzzle. That's how you have more kids." Anyway, the mice. But anyway, so they were trying to hit. They kept hitting it. Now the stipler in his Birkus Parrots has a famous shtick on this, and he says a voluntary concept. It's a very posh. It's a very interesting concept, but it's a murder limud on midah, I suppose, and benon lachaver also. And that is. And l'chore, if you ask the law anybody over here, but say it makes no sense what they did. L'chore, up to logic, it's very, very crazy what they were doing. They kept hitting, and they kept seeing more coming out. So why they keep hitting? Once they saw the first time when they smashed the frog, two frogs came out, so they hit again. They hit the two frogs, four frogs. They were hitting again. Till thousands of frogs, the mice at the end of the day, thousands of frogs came out. But who brought it about themselves? How did it come about? It came about through the midas of kas, of anger. Because they got angry, the guy gets all frustrated, oh man, I want to kill that frog. The mice, at the end of the day, they hit it again. But every time they hit it, more came out. So what would be the right thing to do? The right thing to do would be stop hitting. The problem is that when a person gets angry, but the person's because, the shayla doesn't think logically. And says the style from here, we see this yisoid, that they were banging away. They were banging away at the frogs. And the mice, they couldn't stop. Why? Because they were angry. So logic tells us they should have stopped hitting. But there's no logic when there's anger, because anger takes over your whole mind and controls yourself and makes you think illogical. Doesn't let you think properly, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the koach of anger, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the koach of kas. And something that we have to know, Rabbi Yisrael, in our dealings. First of all, to be slow to anger. But if you get angry, Rabbi Yisrael, in a state of anger, never make a decision. Never say something also in a state of anger. The worst fights. And the person can get angry. It's a mitzvah, it's a teva, some people. In Chanami, the Mishnah says, the best person it's very hard for him to get angry. And when he gets angry, he calms down quickly. But there's a mitzvah, a person, there's a midah, a person can get angry. The Orcha Sadikim writes that anger is something that we can use. He says we should show kas upon him. I mean, a person can show anger on his face when somebody does something wrong. And it's not to his liking. He's a Rebbe. He's a father. And he wants to show his dislike there could be a thing called kas upon him. Anger is bederachal not a good mead, as the Rambam said. We have to try to distance of anger. But a person get angry, someone doing something wrong, negadas Hashem. But a person has to know that when he's in a state of anger, his logic leaves him, his thought pattern leaves him, he forgets things. The one that says that Moshe got angry and he forgot things because of his anger. And more so, the Bosai, a person in that state is not holding at a where he can control himself, and he can be, he can think in a structural way, he can think in a right way, and at that point he could say things that could be very, very damaging for the rest of his life. So we have to understand that, we have to know that, Rabbi. We're not trying to tell, first the person has to know how to control his anger because of the deficit and the terrible destruction that anger could bring upon a person. Here, because of their anger, they weren't able to think logically, and because of that, they brought upon themselves their own plague. But Talat's right there, one frog turned into swarms of frogs, only because their anger played a role in that. So the anger could be so self-destructive. You could destroy yourself from the anger. You make decisions, illogical decisions, towards yourself, Rabbi. But even more so, Rabbi, you could be hurting to somebody else. And this is very, very important. When a person is in an angry mood, he gets upset, and we get upset, people get upset at different times, Rabbi. The best move at that time is to walk away. Don't get involved in an argument. Don't get involved in a heated debate at that moment, or if you're really angry. A person get heated up, excited, it doesn't mean he's angry. He's excited because he's excited about the incident, he wants to prove his point. But when he's angry, a person has to be very, very careful, at that moment, how damaging it could be, and how many marriages, how many relationships, how many different things were destroyed, because a person did something that shots of anger. When he doesn't act out of anger, first of all, a lot of times his logic is mamish messed up. His logic is perverted at that moment. He doesn't think properly, he doesn't think straight. But second of all, even when he talks to somebody in a conversation, when he says something out of anger, it's not accepted. Chazal say, divrei chachom b'nachas lishmom. You want to be able to get something across to somebody else, you want to have someone listen to you, it's b'nachas, you see softly. You speak harshly and angrily, person doesn't accept it, because the person accepts what's talked to him in a way that he feels the person cares about. And when the person's angry, it creates a certain distance. When there's distance, there's no acceptance. When there's distance, when the person feels you're angry at him, he feels there's no connection, there's no relationship, he will not accept what you're saying about him. So in order to be able to talk to somebody, I was speaking to some parent just recently, I said, you want to talk to your kid, and you want to get to one point, don't do it in an angry way. If you do it in an angry way, they're not going to accept. I think you're the enemy, and when there's enemy, there's defense that goes up. Whatever you're against your enemy, there's automatic defense that goes up, right? There's your enemy. But once you talk softly and nicely, and you try to show that you care about the person, the anger that's shown towards that person will a lot of times cause that you... Now, sometimes you have to show an angry face, because you want to show that's wrong. You have to understand that it's wrong. So what you're doing is wrong, so you show an angry face. But when you're talking to him and you want to get something across, and you want to give over something to somebody else that you have a dislike of, the way to do it is in a divrei nachas, peacefully, kindly, and for that you'll be able to get across your point across, it'll be accepted by the other person, and you'll live happily ever after. Today's Hashem's book.